The state of California is reconsidering its ban on affirmative action policies. The state assembly voted this week to send the question of affirmative action back to voters. Assemblyperson Shirley Weber introduced the legislation.
After 25 years of quantitative and qualitative data, we can see that race-neutral solutions cannot fix problems steeped in race. California's regressive ban on equal opportunity programs such as affirmative action denies women and people of color a level playing field in the workplace and in education.
California voters passed Proposition 209 back in the 90s, banning affirmative action programs for public universities admitting students and for state agencies hiring employees. A repeal of Prop 209 would allow, but not force, public institutions to once again consider race in admissions and hiring. For more, we have reporter Ben Christopher of Cal Matters joining us from Berkeley. And Ben, this measure comes as our country is reckoning with racial justice. Is that a coincidence?
So it's a good question. This is not the first time that lawmakers in California have tried to repeal the ban on affirmative action, but it's always been an uphill battle, even in Democratic California. But this year, there clearly is a difference. Democrats now hold 3 out of 4 seats in both houses of the state legislature, and we have seen a wave of national anti-racism protests. And so I think a lot of people on both sides of this issue are saying, well, maybe this time is different. This proposal was introduced prior to this wave of protests, but I think for supporters, it's come at a good time.
Break down for us the next steps. This legislation has already passed the assembly. What happens now?
So the measure, as you said, has passed the state assembly with 2/3 of the vote, which is required. It then has to pass the state Senate with 2/3 of the vote, and that vote will likely happen next week. And then it goes before the voters on the November ballot, where California voters will finally have a say on whether or not to allow affirmative action in California again. And that would require a simple majority. So if 50% plus one voters in California approve of it, then Prop 209 from 1996 will be repealed.
We heard Assemblyperson Weber make the case that race-neutral solutions can't solve race problems. What do we know about the effect the ban on affirmative action has had over the past few decades?
It's a good question, and there's quite a lot of debate on that issue. But after Proposition 209 went into effect, enrollment of Black, Latino, and American Indian freshmen at the state public universities did decline, and the decline was particularly sharp at the state's most competitive public universities like UC Berkeley and UCLA. So it's a little tricky to parse out these numbers just because in the years since 1998, California has become a much more racially and ethnically diverse state. So the numbers of particularly Latina students have inched up quite a lot. But according to at least one estimate in a study commissioned by the University of California itself, the affirmative action programs in place before Prop 209 increased enrollment of Black, Latino, and American Indian students by 12%. Mm-hmm. And so at least by that estimate, Prop 209 had quite a dramatic effect on enrollment.
What about opposition to this particular measure? Where is that potentially coming from? And do we have any sense yet on how Californians will decide this fall when they vote?
So no surprise, there's been quite a lot of pushback to this idea. It's a very controversial issue, as my inbox can attest whenever I write about this. What's notable in California is that some of the loudest and most sustained pushback has come from Chinese-American community. The issue has been covered extensively in the Chinese language press. There's a lot of political organizing on apps like WeChat. And I think the obvious reason is that Asian Americans, and particularly Chinese Americans, are, quote, overrepresented at the most competitive public schools in California, meaning that they make up a larger share of the student body than they do of the California population as a whole. So I think there's a real concern that attainment at these very competitive schools, there's this zero-sum aspect to it. And if you start letting in more students who were underrepresented, that that's going to come at the expense of those who are overrepresented. But I also don't want to overgeneralize. Chinese American and other Asian American social justice groups are also part of the coalition backing the effort. So it's not a monolithic community, of course.
7 other states currently have a ban on affirmative action. Do you think what's happening here in California will have a ripple effect?
Well, it certainly could. A lot of those states introduced those bans after Prop 209. So there is this historical component in which California has led the way on the issue of banning affirmative action. So certainly if California rescinds that, it would be a symbolically very important, I think.
That's reporter Ben Christopher with Cal Matters in Berkeley, California. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thanks for having me.